Ghanaian cocoa regulators claim Hershey is buying large quantities of cocoa beans on the international exchange in order to avoid payment of an additional premium of $400 per ton of cocoa. The premium known as living income differential was introduced last year to reduce farmer poverty. Ghana and Ivory Coast, which produce two-thirds of the world's cocoa, say they are also barring third-party companies from running sustainability schemes in the West African nations on behalf of Hershey. The scheme certifies cocoa as being produced in an environmentally friendly manner and without the use of child labor. This allows companies to advertise their chocolate as ethical and charge a premium for it. Hershey, which produces chocolate such as Kit Kat, has refuted allegations and says it is fully complying with the living income differential. Nabil Ahmed Rufai, Accra, Ghana.